Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. Thanks for everyone who was praying for me to get a voice because I didn't talk for 2 whole days. It was a Christmas miracle that I didn't talk and that I got my voice back enough to actually be able to give a few sermons today. But that's why. Thank you to my family who is willing to play O Holy Night since I wasn't going to be able to sing it tonight. In Luke chapter 2, we hear this. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace. It feels ironic to me to talk about peace at Christmas time because Christmas time feels to me like one of the least peaceful times of the year. I was thinking if Steve Harvey was on Family Feud and we asked 100 people to say one word to describe Christmas time in their house, would anyone say peace? I don't think so. I'd say ain't nobody put that on the list. There's all kinds of things that make us feel not at peace. There's pressure to buy presents, not just presents, the perfect presents or expensive enough presents that you're not going to feel cheap for the person who's exchanging with you. There's the expectation of family and friends to go to their parties or worse, to host your own party and with a perfectly clean house, of course. For some of you, even coming to church is just another expectation in an already very unpeaceful time of the year. But perhaps you feel more peace right now than you will in January when the credit card bill comes and you have to pay off for all the celebrating that you did in December. Here's another scripture reading, though. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So why is Jesus known as the Prince of Peace? Why do we sing songs about peace on earth during Christmas? Because peace really isn't about how busy you are, believe it or not. Peace isn't about how well off you are. Peace truly has nothing to do with your circumstances. You can be asleep and not be at peace if you're having a nightmare or if you're like mulling over things that are upsetting you. On the other hand, you might be hard at work all day long on the farm or in the office or with your kids and realize that you're content, you're happy, you are at peace, even though you're really busy. Jesus brings us peace because he provides stability and faithfulness to our lives. And we know that no matter what might be going on in our lives, no matter how busy it becomes, we know God's in control, that he can be trusted. We can do all things through him. Nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from him. We can be strong and courageous in whatever we're doing because wherever we go, we know he's with us. That we can cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. On the other hand, if we put our trust in other things like our jobs, our possessions, our personal projects, they are harsh taskmasters. If you're running your own farm, there's never enough time, never enough money to do everything you'd like to do. If you're a parent, there's never enough time, there's never enough money to provide everything you want for your kids. If you're retired, there's never enough time, there's never enough money to do and experience everything that you'd like to enjoy. And if you try to find a way to fit everything in, you'd be working at it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And to be honest, there is nothing the devil likes more than to make you so busy that you don't have time for anything else other than yourself. But God wants something different for you. He wants to give you peace. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, he says. Notice how God does not want you to work yourself to the bone. In fact, from the very beginning of creation, he set it up so that we would have to find peace even in the midst of the busyness of life. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, and so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. So rather than demanding more from you, he in fact commands us all to rest. Remember the Sabbath day, he says, by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. So he's asking us to find peace, not just by resting, but by relying on him to provide for us. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. In other words, this day of rest was given to you to be a blessing, not just another hoop for you to feel bad if you miss church or something like that. It's to bless you so that you don't have to keep burning both candles at both ends. God's command for you to rest and worship him is so that you might find a break to embrace the peace that he truly wants for your life. Sometimes I think, though, it's hard for us to imagine what would we give up, you know? All of our activities are so important to us. But I think Jesus just wants to become a bigger and bigger part of your life so that eventually, like, the things that maybe aren't so important just kind of fall away because he's become such a big part of your life. So tonight, I encourage you to make Jesus, the Prince of Peace, a bigger part of your Christmas and a bigger part of your life in general. I don't know how you want to do this. There's lots of different opportunities. It might just be by taking a day to read your Bible for yourself, or if you have kids, taking time just to read a little story in a Bible to them at nighttime. It's like your time to think about it as well. Or maybe you do want to commit to coming to church more often, to make sure that Sundays are a time to give your family a time to focus on God. Or maybe you already come to church. Perhaps you're going to decide to dedicate the rest, like Sunday afternoon, or maybe all of Sundays, just to spend time with your families, not doing more laundry, not doing more housework, not doing more homework, but just time together. How would you find more peace if you had that time set aside each week just to be with the ones that you love? Perhaps you came tonight to find more peace in your life. But I can declare this to you today. Peace has already found you. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, died on the cross to forgive your sins so that you could be at peace with God, not worried about what he thinks about you, not feeling guilty for how much church you missed, but because he loves you so much, he doesn't want you to worry about that. He just wants to be a part of your life. He demonstrated his love for you in this. Even while you and I, even while we were his enemies, that's when he died for us. He took away your sins so that you can find peace from guilt, stress, shame of sin. It's a promise for every single one of you, no matter how old or how young you are, no matter how many times you think you've done the right thing, God says this promise is for everyone. He loves you and he gives you his peace now and then forever, because he promises to save you at the end of your life to live with him. So from now on, you're always going to have this opportunity to make Jesus more and more a part of your life, to experience that peace every single day, not just at Christmas. Amen.